Mr. Edward M. Cook of Somerset passed away on Friday, October the 6th, in Abington, Virginia. Mr. Cook was born on November the 18th, 1944, to Elza and Marie Cook in Danville, Illinois. Mr. Cook and family are members of First Presbyterian Church of Somerset. Visitation will be at the church on Tuesday, October the 10th, from 5 until 7 p.m. The funeral will also be held at First Presbyterian Church on Wednesday, October the 11th, starting at noon, with a private graveside service at Mill Springs National Cemetery in Nancy, Kentucky. In lieu of flowers, one could honor Mr. Cook's legacy by donating to the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Foundation or the First Presbyterian Church. Their donation links can be found at kentuckywildlife.com or at fpcsomerset.com. Ed loved others and he loved life. He was known to others by many names: husband, dad, son, airman, staff sergeant, brother, brother-in-law, coach, teacher, cousin, friend, and mentor. But upon the arrival of his two grandchildren, Harrison and Alden, the birth of a new name was earned, that of Pawpaw, and that immediately became his favorite name to be called. If you talked with Ed for just a few minutes, you quickly learned how much he loved his grandchildren and how highly he thought of them. Ed loved to travel. Growing up as a military brat, he lived in different states and even Bermuda, where he attended grade school wearing a cute little uniform that were part of his academic tradition. In later years, Ed returned to Bermuda with Linda and Amanda in the mid-1980s and visited the school where he had attended as a boy. While there, he encountered one of his former teachers, who was then serving as headmaster, and great conversation and many memories were shared between them with Ed's family. Although as a youngster, his family settled in Greenville, South Carolina, Ed always loved and considered Kentucky to be his home. With a goal of obtaining higher education, he attended Lindsey Wilson College for 2 years, but being too poor to continue, he joined the United States Air Force, even extending his time in the service in order to serve his country during the Vietnam War. Upon returning home from Vietnam, he furthered his education by taking advantage of the opportunities he had earned under the GI Bill, and went on to complete his bachelor's degree in education at Campbellsville College. Not long after, he obtained a master's degree in his rank 1 from Eastern Kentucky University in education administration. Those who knew Ed knew he was a teacher. He had accepted his first teaching position at White Lily Elementary, where he taught 8th grade, coached basketball, and served as head coach. He later transferred to Pulaski County High School, teaching world civilization and advanced placement European history, coaching tennis, and serving as an assistant to Dave Fraley in the school's basketball program. Ed later became athletic director at Southwestern High School and then retired from teaching after 27 years. His retirement didn't last long, however. He was asked to return to the school system to open and oversee the facility's energy programs. After its implementation, he monitored and maintained the program for a few years faithfully, which earned him the nickname Energy Ed. After handing off these duties, he took the position as the school system's director of operations in charge of the buildings and grounds, where he performed these duties for 3 years until his permanent retirement in 2003. Ed loved his family. It was during his White Lily years when Ed met Linda, the love of his life. Linda was attending Somerset Community College at the time in the nursing program there. The two had their first date in December of 1974, and 4 months later they were married on April the 19th, 1975. It was truly love at first sight, and that love to grow for 48 and a half years together. They both considered their greatest gift to be their daughter, Amanda. She was so loved by her daddy, and he always was so proud of her, and so is her mom. Ed had a very special sister-in-law, Sandra Harris, who he often joked that she was his second wife. It was only Sandra who he entrusted with caring for his beloved fur babies, Bailey and Sonny. He loved her dearly. Ed loved teaching and truly had a passion for it. He loved all his students and continued to teach and mentor even after retiring from paid teaching. While he wore many hats during his career, it was the classroom that captured his heart, allowing him to shine and express his talents. He was an avid reader, and he read daily and passed that love on to his daughter and others. Ed was loved by others. Linda said that during Ed's illness over the past 3 years, the couple could not have traveled that journey without the help of Doctors Eric Ruby, Stanton Cole, and Scott Lewis, who were always just a phone call away. Linda recognizes them as angels among us. Ed had a special cousin, Scott Lawless, and his wife, Melanie, who contributed so much to Ed's quality of life, always including the couple and taking them on adventures, dining experiences, ice cream runs, and to medical appointments. Ed and Linda loved every minute they spent with them, and Linda thanks them for their presence during the past week in Abingdon, Virginia. Now, Ed, may you rest in peace, faithful husband, dad, pawpaw, son, brother, brother-in-law, cousin, airman, coach, teacher, and friend. Know that we loved you so much, and we will miss you so very much. We are comforted in knowing that you have been made whole, our Heavenly Father, having given you perfect healing, and you are now in the eternal presence of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We will see you again, dear pawpaw. This audio obituary announcement has been brought to you as a service of Southern Oaks Funeral Home, 2110 West Highway 914, Somerset, Kentucky. Feel free to contact us by calling 679-6257.